New Hampshire business owners rip Kamala Harris before her visit to tout Kamalanomics. By Wendell Hasebo on September 4, 2024. Small business owners in New Hampshire slammed Vice President Kamala Harris before her visit to the Granite State on Wednesday to speak about Kamalanomics. During her visit, Harris will announce economic policies for small business owners, who were hit with soaring prices, regulatory burdens, and tax hikes under the Biden-Harris administration. Nearly half of small businesses said in July that they would not survive another 4 years of the administration, according to a survey that Red Balloon and Public Square conducted. Harris's proposed economic solutions to the Biden-Harris administration's economy reportedly include Soviet-style price controls, a tax on unrealized capital gains, an expanded death tax, and a raised income tax. "It will be the beginning of the end for America if Kamala wins," said Tom Moulton of SleepNet Corporation in Hampton. "Our country cannot and will not be able to withstand a Kamala Harris presidency and the progressive Democratic agenda. Our way of life as we know it will be over." Critics say Harris's tax policy would devastate capital investment and small businesses' ability to stay afloat. "Penalizing small businesses for making a profit is as un-American as it gets," Scott Fitzgerald of Owner Fast Signs in Manchester said. "I'll be encouraging all my fellow small business owners to join me in voting for President Trump." Small businesses already pay an average effective federal income tax rate of 19.8%, according to the Small Business Administration, SBA, while big businesses, like Amazon and Microsoft, with an army of lawyers and accountants, only pay an average effective rate of 12.8%. The United States has about 34 million small businesses that employ nearly 62 million American workers, according to SBA data. That accounts for 46% of private sector employees. Small businesses created 62% of net new jobs from 1995 to 2021. "It's simply unaffordable for too many working families and small business owners. And Kamala only wants to make it worse," Michael Moot Jr. of Moot Property Maintenance in Claremont said. "I'll be voting for President Trump in 2024. Chrissy Cantor of Chill Spa in Manchester said, "New Hampshire's small business owners deserve better than Kamalanomics and Kamala Harris's America Last agenda." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.